Item E1, organizational business. Gene Nineman is weed commissioner for 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Well, we're kind of breaking with tradition. We usually do them all at once. Any requests for separate action? So is there a motion to approve both Gene Nineman and Dave Bartles to the Parks Commission?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Little late, Mike. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G1 is a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for installation of the Challenge Tower at the Ballpark Commons project. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Mayer.
Just a couple of questions. Now, just to confirm, this is during daylight hours only, correct?
Correct.
And would there be times that maybe for a viewing area on the 4th of July fireworks or something, you're not going to have a situation where to view the fireworks, you're going to be crowded up there for viewing? It would be off limits at times like that, I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's put that on the record. So the question was, you are not allowing?
Correct.
You're not.
For like daylight hours.
Yeah, let's.
Right.
Let's have you come to the table.
And there has to be a limit to the number of people up on the top deck, I would imagine.
Well, let's fix it, Dan.
Yeah.
Name and address for the record.
Mike Schmitz. Need my address?
Snow Park.
Rock Snow Park.
So what is the limit on the top deck of the tower?
You know, I don't specifically know.
70 total.
Yeah, the tower capacity is somewhere in the range of 35, and I think that includes the upper deck. I'd have to look at the details from the manufacturer on.
Because it seems to me that would be a kind of a safety stickler point. If you have too many people up on that upper deck,
absolutely,
that needs to be limited somehow, and it needs to especially be limited at times when they could be there observing things like fireworks or
right, and it wouldn't
whatever.
Be there wouldn't be free access up there by any means. It would be reserved for participants of the Challenge Tower.
Is there in any of the structural data from the engineering a limit that's placed on that number?
On the number of participants? Yes, I believe there is. I think it's 35.
35 on the entire tower, but I'm talking about specifically on the upper deck.
Yeah, I would have to look at that. I don't want to speak to that, but it's not meant for a group of 50 people up there. Certainly.
Yeah, I would hope it's not 50. Okay, other than that, and if we can limit that, I would be in favor of this.
Are you leaving the room?
I need to leave.
Ms. X, is there a method with which we can codify both that this will not be used after dark and that we'll have a number, a maximum number on the platform? Alderman Dandrea.
You can look at the memorandum.
Turn your mic on.
If you look at the memorandum, page 1, page 45, in our pamphlet, in our package, it talks in the last paragraph above site plan. It talks about capacity in the second sentence. Do you have that package? Or maybe I can just read it. It says, given the capacity of the tower at 30 people and possibly 10 people in queue, 40 patrons in 13, well, it talks about 13 slots. It talks
about
parking.
Yeah, I think that was in reference to parking, right?
But
so,
in regards to parking, you're telling us how many patrons and participants you're going to be utilizing. Now, the question that Alderman Mayer had was, could all 30 or 40 people be on the top platform? And so we're asking for probably weight bearing
Yeah, my understanding is if, you know, if the capacity of the tower is 30 people, let's say, that they could be anywhere on that tower. So, yes, they in theory, could be all on the top.
So you just want to make sure that you're within the weight-bearing limits of that structure?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. At least we kind of know what the number of participants are going to be
right
in there.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. That's my final question.
And that's maximum capacity, obviously.
Ms. X, we need to come to a way to codify that and to make sure that this...
I believe we could amend the special use resolution to include that language. Regulo is on the phone. Regulo, are you there? Would you mind? So he was the planner that worked on this proposal. Regulo?
Good evening, Common Council. Do you hear me? This is Regulo from planning.
Yes, we got you.
Okay. So according to the project summary, the Challenge Tower has no lighting. So the hours of operation will be during daytime.
Only.
Correct.
Well, come on, guys. Wink and a nod, you know? It's fine. I'm all right.
Could I ask Greg Loyal a question?
Alderman Dandridge.
On page 57 of our package, it talks about load weights and load case. Did someone go through that? Or that's probably the area that you want to look at.
So that's the
or is that on the footings?
Yeah, we have to start with soil sample, soil testing to understand the load-bearing capacity of the soils, and then engineer the foundation to meet the manufacturer specs.
Okay.
To fit. So, you know, based on what those soil samples tell us, we could have pocket foundations that are made to adjust over time.
Okay.
Depending on what the settling expectations are, and that's for engineering and people above my pay grade. So.
Okay.
So the reality is we're good with daytime only.
Yep.
Which includes no fireworks viewing. And then all we need from you is a letter that says no more than 30 people on the tower. And that means the whole tower.
Can we?
Mayor, I have a comment.
Okay.
According to the applicant's calculation for the parking, the capacity is 30 people.
Right, regular. But what I want to avoid is that says parking. We should have something from them that describes the tower capacity.
Okay.
Separate and for the manufacturer.
Separate and apart, the tower capacity, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to approve. Alderman Barber made the motion. Good job, Mike. So, Madam Clerk, please.
Mr. Mayor?
Alderman Barber.
I was originally against this when it was first proposed based upon the location, so I'm happy that that was... that input was listened to, and the move that it's made to get to the site where it's at right now, I appreciate, and that's why I totally support this.
Okay, Madam Clerk.
And for the record, Alderman Mayor left the room at 6:55, so it will not be in the roll call. Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, one absent with the right to amend, and no abstentions. Motion carries. Move on to item G2, a request to purchase two water heaters for the Law Enforcement Center. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, for the council's... information, I have asked that all capital expenses be approved by both Mr. Rotzenberg and myself before they get expended. So,
thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Chief. Go forth and have hot water. G3.
Yep. Shout.
Alderman Mayor has returned.
And Alderman Mayor, do you wish to register a vote on that last item?
Yeah, as long as there's a limit to the capacity at the top level of the tower, and as long as it's not going to become a viewing stand and it's only during daylight hours, I don't have a problem with it.
So your vote is aye?
Well,
and the last item.
They were going to send us an email.
Okay, but it's not in the resolution.
It's not in the resolution, but it is daylight only. They are going to send us a letter that says the capacity of the tower.
I'm good with that.
And so, the last item was the purchase of water heaters for the police department.
Oh, yes. Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
So without objections, Alderman Mayor's vote on the challenge tower would be aye, making it unanimous. And without objections, his vote on the water heaters would be aye, making that unanimous as well. Thank you, Alderman. Item G3 is authorized Perry Brunn, LLC, to construct the retaining wall behind the police department for $15,000.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G4 is a resolution approving an amendment to the project plan and boundaries of tax incremental district number 6.
Motion to deny.
Is there a second? Is there a second for motion to deny? Seeing no motion.
Has
motion.
Left.
I heard somebody.
Well, I'll second it for discussion.
That was Alderwoman Wilhelm saying second.
Okay. On the motion to deny, discussion. Alderman Nelson.
Well, there's a few things, and I'm not going to belabor the points, but this project as a whole has taken a lot of different twists and turns, and when it comes to this project that's the expansion is wrapping itself around, it is not good for our city. And I believe there's a much better use for over 40 acres of land than to have that one piece. And I understand that this TID expansion has the ability to incorporate things in addition to that. However, at this point in time, to have a 40-acre area, and I'm sure there's going to be plenty of rebuttal, so I don't want to go into too much. I don't want to tip my cards too much if there's going to be other things going back and forth, but there is no way you can stand out there and think that it's a good idea for the city of Franklin to have about 40 acres of a car automotive graveyard anywhere.
Other discussion? Alderman Dandridge.
Mayor?
Alderman Dandridge.
I understand where Alderman Nelson is coming from. I know it's your area. I'm looking at the economic impact that this area will have. Also, in the location of where it is geographically in the city, and I have driven past the one up in the Menominee Falls area and saw the construction site, and also listening to the president of the company talking to us and speaking to us, he was very adamant that this was going to be a business that would be selling contained operations or contained vehicles that had been in accidents and totaled, and there would be approximately a 60-day or so turnaround with these vehicles. Granted, a lot of activity, a lot of truck transportation that would be located on county trunk highways that would allow easy access to the interstate system to be able to port these vehicles out of the community. I see logistically the reason why I would vote in favor of it. But also in context, this is a zoning issue, not necessarily a vote on a particular company. And is there possibly in this development some other businesses that are located in this southeast Wisconsin market that may be looking at wanting to relocate to the Franklin area that this zoning change could also facilitate and help? I think the answer is yes. And also, even if we did not change the zoning, this company could build there today. And we would just be notching out a small amount of acres that they would not qualify. So I'm looking at it logically in regards to the item that's in front of us, as well as the potential.
Alderman Nelson. Alderman Wilhelm, and then Alderman Nelson.
Well, my comments are on this, that I don't believe this to facilitate the highest and best use of that property. That's very questionable. And we have held out on many other projects in the past and ended up with better results. So I hope we're not just taking this just because we're looking at the tax increment, because it's my understanding, what I just heard tonight and at the Finance Committee, that they don't need to be in the TID, that they don't need any TID funding, but yet we're going to put them in the TID area by doing this just to collect the increment, and then possibly that would open the door for them to ask for money that they might not ask for otherwise. So I don't know if we're going down that road or not, but I guess I have a question for maybe the city attorney. Is there, other than denying this, adding this area in, what are the other opportunities to have something other than the suggested business in that area that we have coming before us in the future?
Mr. City Attorney. Good luck with that.
I believe on the Plan Commission agenda on Thursday are related applications that would require approval, including site plan approval. And I believe there's also a certified survey map that might be related to this proposed or the current proposed use for the property.
Okay. Related to the site plan, I've seen site plan approvals only require Plan Commission approval.
That's correct.
So that wouldn't give the council another chance. The other one is what you said, a possibility of a CSM, but we don't know for sure. I haven't had a chance to look at the Plan Commission's agenda and reading of that yet. So I'm kind of unsure if the CSM would do anything for us in the future. So I guess that leads me right back to where I was in the beginning, was seconding the motion to maybe not add this in there. Given that they can build without asking for any funds, and we don't know where that's going. That's all I have.
Alderman Nelson.
Well, one of the things I'm just going to add real quick is, the size and the scope of this project, the magnitude of this project. If you look at the current Copart establishment in Cudahy, is approximately 16 acres. They're looking at bringing something to our city of Franklin that's more than twice that size. And to keep that in perspective, take a ride and see that project that is currently operating, not the one that's not operating with some sort of vision, and see if that's what you want in our fine city.
To answer Alderman Wilhelm's question regarding asking for additional TID funds. If you look at the packet in front of you, the TID package, page 25, which has estimated financing plan, the that shows expenditures. There is no additional expenditures for this project. So there would be no... there is no additional expenditures for this project. It is designed to capture additional revenue. That is true, but but there is no opportunity for additional funds to be expended. On top
Mayor?
Of
that,
Mr. Rotzenberg?
I'm sorry, I thought you were finished.
You know, I hear hyperbole, but when I try to make a point, everybody gets excited. It's amazing. The purpose of this TID, just remember that this does not stop the project. It just does not allow the city to capture any increment. That's all. That's all it does. And it also prevents, well, it delays any possible additional project to the south and east. That's all it does. So there's a motion on the floor to deny. Any other comments? Mr. Rotzenberg.
Yes, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I believe there was a comment made by the council that there are no new project costs included in this TID amendment. And in actuality, there is $1.5 million of new project costs that are being proposed with this TID amendment for additional infrastructure costs to support both the Northwest and the Southwest territory additions. But those are ill-defined at this point. But there is an additional $1.5 million in project costs in this project.
But that does not relate to the project that's
It is not specific to any particular development, but there is an additional $1.5 million in project
for
costs.
For a future project on a future piece
For future projects in the addition, in the amendment.
Correct.